You know what I mean? Got to find an enemy, though. We're all so miserable, there must be an enemy out there. Okay, let's keep pointing fingers. Okay. Rock and roll. Ow! Rock. There's an enemy. You follow that Judas Priest route? You know the story? The two kids, listen to Judas Priest, committed suicide. The parents of these two kids sued the band, Judas Priest. Okay, first of all, two kids, big fans of the group Judas Priest, commit suicide. Wow. Two less gas station attendants in the world. Yeah. All right, I don't mean to sound cold or anything, but we didn't lose a cancer cure here. They were losers. Let's cut to the chase. But it bugged me. They tried to prove there were subliminal messages on this album telling you to kill yourself. Now, I may be naive, but what performer wants his audience dead? Does that seem self-defeating at all to anyone here besides me? What are these guys in the band thinking, you know? I'm fucking sick of it. I'm fucking sick of it. I'm sick of the touring. I'm sick of making $400,000 a fucking night. I'm sick of the free drugs, the free booze, the stretch limos, and the groupies blowing me dawn to fucking dust. I'm in a rut and I want out. We got all those concerts coming up, I know, it sucks. Let's. What if, hold on, just to say, what if we killed a fucking audience? I could go back to my day job. I could sell shoes again. Just doesn't make a lot of sense when you talk it out. But they love picking on rock and roll every few years, man. Remember that shit? You play certain rock albums backwards, there's satanic messages? Remember that? Let me tell you something. If you're sitting around your house playing your albums backwards, you are safe. Don't look any further. And don't go ruining my stereo to prove a goddamn point either. Hey, listen. Listen. Can you hear that? Hey, man, that's brand fucking new. Cut that out. No, listen close. It's crystal clear. Listen. Satan is Lord. Satan is Lord. Can't you hear that? Satan is Lord. You, goddamn it, you're Satan. Ah! Satan, ruiner of stereos. Destroyer of needles. I got an idea. Since we've had the last 10 years this backlash of fundamentalist Christians and puritanical people trying to tell other people how to think and believe, I have a rather bold admission to make to anyone here who agrees with that train of thought. You ready? You know they say rock and roll, ooh, is the devil's music? Let's say that, in fact, rock and roll is the devil's music. Let's say that we know for sure that it is, okay? Okay? At least he fucking jams. If it's a choice between eternal hell and good tunes, or eternal heaven and new kids on the fucking block, I'm gonna be surfing on the lake of fire, rocking out. At least we'll have good tunes for my flesh to be eating off my fucking bones with for all eternity. You know, if you play New Kids on the Block albums backwards, they sound better. That edge they so sorely need. Put some hair on their balls, man. Oh, quit that. New Kids are good kids. They're so good and clean cut, and they're such a good image. Shut the fuck up. I want my rockers dead by the time they're that old. Swimming in a pool of their own fucking vomit, man. That's a rock star. Sorry you had to hear that. Rock's the enemy. Uh-oh, we're so miserable. There must be a new enemy out there.